Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, earlier today, announcing the Friday, November 29th general election date, Taoiseach Simon Harris reminded the Irish people to value their vote and to use their voice while wishing for a safe and respectful election campaign.
In just 7 short months, I've travelled to every part of this beautiful country. I've met thousands of you, and we've discussed hundreds of issues. Your concerns are my priorities. And over the next 3 weeks, I will seek a mandate to continue as your Taoiseach and to deliver for you on the things that matter most to you, your family, your community, and to our country. I want to secure your future. Others will, of course, seek alternative mandates. And it's vital we have an election that fully considers our very different visions for our country's economic and social future. The progress Ireland has made and can make should never be taken for granted. This election must be a safe and respectful campaign for all politicians and all their teams, and I wish all candidates luck.
Well, as the general election campaign proper gets underway, Galway's Christmas markets are also beginning this evening, and Drive Time's John Cook has been asking shoppers in Eyre Square for their political wish lists.
Maybe the housing crisis in Galway and Dublin and all these big cities, and the accommodation is ridiculously expensive.
The economy, I guess. Cost of living.
So if someone comes knocking on your door this evening...
I'm going to avoid them like the plague.
Why?
Because you can't believe a word that comes out of any politician's mouth. I mean, it's the system. It's all Irish punk politics, and I don't agree with that.
Affordable housing, I suppose, not something that you need 2 people on over 65 grand a year just to get a mortgage for it, you know?
Well, I actually went through an eviction myself. Last year, me and my daughter, for nearly a year, I was fighting daily, like emailing and everything over the housing crisis. I was lucky. It was 2 days before I had to leave my apartment that I did get housed and everything, but like the stress.
Social housing now, council housing?
Council housing, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm very lucky like to get what I got, but like the stress. And like, I just got so angry when I saw all that money going through pouches for schools and stuff like that.
Mobile phone pouches,
yeah. And like, stuff like that, you know, it just doesn't give us much hope in them.
Are they going to do something for the younger people coming up, like, you know? They can't get their planning, and I'd like to see more houses out of the country. Rural life, yeah. Why not? Everyone can't come into town and live in it, you know.
And there's so many derelict buildings around. I feel that there's no passion to solve this problem.
That's the most important thing. Like, asylum seekers don't have houses, accommodation.
Do you live in Ireland a long time yourselves?
Well, 2 years now. Well, we do have a house, like... I'm just, like, talking on behalf of others.
Okay. Yeah, wouldn't it, houses?
The country is in a mess, like, you can see all the tents up in Dublin, there's nowhere to put people in. You know, I just feel that the Irish should be looked after first. I don't have anything against any other nationality, but, like, you know, the Irish people are suffering at the moment, like...
GPs, that you are maybe 2-3 weeks waiting for a GP appointment. Schools, they're overcrowded. And to be honest with you, I actually totally agree with people coming from other countries. I was... sadly in a hospital a few weeks ago, and he was just impressed to see how many people, girls, the nurses and all those from other countries, they just really do such a great contribution. So I would love everyone that if they are coming, we welcome them, but they should work.
Inheritance tax, increase that. They gave it a very...
This budget just increased the thresholds.
Yes, mm-hmm. Not much though.
Tourism as well, to make sure that we can keep tourists in our country without having to hike our prices too high in terms of like the VAT rate.
The overcrowding, the A&E, all that issue as well.
Our roads are very bad. Floods around the roads and everything, and they're not being looked after or nothing. I hope they'll do something about that anyway.
Security for our country. I don't trust Russia, and I don't trust what's going on throughout different countries around the world.
What about yourself?
My focus will be on health, equal access to for health for everybody. I think there's a lot of antisocial behaviour. There's quite a lot of poverty. There's quite a lot of divide. Why are they angry? What's going on here? Maybe address those social issues. I'd like to see that happen.
And that is some of the first visitors to this year's Christmas markets in Galway, sharing their big election issues with John Cook. Well, our reporter Barry Lenihan is here now. And of course, Barry was involved in the RTE Know Your Constituency podcast. That's 43 episodes for all 43 constituencies. So you can find out all the information and the background stories for the parties and the candidates in your area. And you can access that wherever you get your podcast. Barry, what should we expect over the coming weeks?
Yeah, well, the party leader's already out and about. Simon Harris at Dublin West near the Phoenix Park. More than an arched eyebrow within Fianna Fáil at that one, that he started his campaign in the home of the Finance Minister, Jack Chambers. Micheál Martin hopping a Lewis out to Dundrum. Mary Lou MacDonald in Cabra, where 50% of the questions to her from the press were about the recent scandals. But over the next few weeks, expect your social media feeds to be bombarded with candidates and party leaders. Of course, a winter election, candidates will have to go to matches, city centres like in Galway where John Cook was. And also the TV debates will be a big part as well. A 10-way leaders debate for Katie Hannan on Monday week. Good luck to Katie on that one. And then a 3-way party leaders debate as well on Tuesday the 26th of November in RTE primetime. Big show pieces and the magic number in the new Dáil, 174 seats. So the majority, 87 seats. That's what the next government has to reach.
Right, we'll whiz through the parties now. Sinn Féin won the popular vote in 2020. They took 37 seats. Where does Sinn Féin stand now?
I was looking at my notes from the start of the 2020 election, and what I'd written down was Sinn Féin was looking to hold what it had on that occasion, and look what happened. But lightning, will it strike twice? I write here again, Sinn Féin going into this election looking to hold the majority of those 37 seats, which it really should do even on current polling. It left 12 seats it felt behind in 2020, and in recent days it has been aggressively adding candidates. Some within the party have questioned this, even some of the current sitting TDs, but it's looking for 3 seats in Cavan Monaghan, for instance. It also thinks it could take a second seat in Waterford with Conor McGuinness. But the big imponderable for Sinn Féin, more working class areas such as Tala, Fettercairn, Coolock, Fossaroe and Bray, where it lost votes on the immigration issue in the locals. Can it get those back, and can lightning strike twice? Sinn Féin saying it's in it to win it and firmly stating the election is no foregone conclusion.
Then we had Fianna Fáil. They took the most seats in 2020 with 38. What's it looking like now?
And they lost a lot of seats by narrow margins. If they ducks, they would have drowned for Micheál Martin on the second day of counting. High in the party's list will be to clean up messes it made the last time, including in Kildare, Clare, Roscommon, Galway, and in Mayo for the party's great hope, Lisa Chambers. Party apparatchiks think instead of the Harris hop, there's a Martin mojo around Micheál Martin in the Cork constituencies. It looked to pick up votes there. Sean Fleming, a Minister of State, said to be up in arms about it, the addition of Austin Stack to the ticket in Laois today. But some ministers are in danger, namely Mary Butler, Anne Rabbitt, and in particular the Health Minister Stephen Donnelly. And Fianna Fáil looks in big danger in Dublin, where Fine Gael is eyeing it up.
Fine Gael then, where were they at and where are they now?
35 seats and 21% the last time. Fine Gael bullish about its prospects, saying it can retain most of those seats and tag on an extra 10 to bring it into the mid-40s. But 18 of the 35 TDs it elected the last time, of course, not on the pitch this time around. And that's highly problematic, no matter what they may say in public. Donegal effectively a write-off amid Joe McHugh's departure and the Mica issue. In Kerry, issues around the candidature of Billy O'Shea against the wishes of some of the party's grassroots down there, with Fianna Fáil's Michael Cahill trying to take him out. And Michael Cahill has the Clifford brothers opening his office tomorrow. Billy O'Shea, an All-Ireland winner in his own right. They have 4.5 candidates in Mayo to fill the Michael Ring void. In Wexford, 2 candidates who are too close together. And in Kildare North, amid a new energy for the party, they rely on Bernard Durkin, who's already the oldest TD in the history of the state, for a 3-pronged attack on that new 5-seater. Key target gains for the party: Tipperary South, Michael Murphy looks assured. Waterford, John Cummins eyeing up a seat there. Cork South West, the party's trophy prize, the home of Michael Collins, they look to take a seat back. And of course, gain in Wicklow, and potentially they're talking up 2 seats in Galway West, possibly at the expense of Fianna Fáil and Gráinne Shóiga. But it's all about Dublin for Fine Gael. They're targeting 2 seats in Dublin Bay North and South, Dublin Rathdown, Dún Laoghaire, Dublin North West with Noel Rock, and if they win all those, they'd flip them perhaps at the expense of Fianna Fáil, and Simon Harris would have one foot back in the Taoiseach's office.
What about some of the smaller parties, Barry?
The Greens, 9 seats in 2020. 3 of those look like they're gone already. The other 6 majorly in play. Labour has 7 seats and it's talking up gains in Dublin Fingal with Rob O'Donoghue, Dara Moriarty in Dublin as well, and Laura Harman in Cork. The party thinks it's on 10% in Dublin, which would be a good day for the party. The Social Democrats have 6 seats, perhaps an air of vulnerability about some of those who have seats at the moment. Holly Kearns in Cork South West. Gary Gannon has an eclectic mix of candidates to deal with in Dublin Central, while also the Roisin Shortall seat looking to keep it with Rory Hearn. But the party is the second largest in Dublin City Council at the local elections and is talking up gains in Dublin South Central, Cork East and Cork South Central. The interplay between the Greens, the Labour Party and the Soc Dems will be key in many cans. The People Before Profit have 5 seats. They look to maybe tag one on with Ruth Coppinger, former TD in Dublin West, and aim to just 1, but they think they could come back with 2 or 3.
Finally, what about Independent Ireland then, the new grouping?
3 TDs at present. They're targeting 10 seats nationally. They think, they expect Ken O'Flynn to win in Cork North Central. They expect also Noel Thomas to win in Galway West, they say. Watch out for Michael Clark, who's previously compared himself to Nelson Mandela in Sligo Leitrim. They say he is going well. And also Conor McGregor's former boxing coach, Philip Sutcliffe in Dublin. Independents of every hue and variety also contesting, the likes of Michael Lowry, the Healy Ray brothers, Noel Grealish, they should all return. Anti-immigration candidates will be keenly watched. Malachy Steenson is spoken of having a chance in Dublin Central. Also watch out for former MMA fighter Patrick Pearce Holohan in Dublin South West, while Gavin Pepper might be the most likely to make a breakthrough of candidates of those variety in Dublin North West. Single issue candidates as well, other independents like Tony Murphy in Fingal and Mick Fleming, a butcher in Dublin Rathdown, perhaps are ones to watch. But the turnout will be the big thing, Sarah. It's expected to be up between 10 and 12 percentage points on the local elections, and with over half of people making their mind up during the campaign, it's all to play for.
Barry Lenehan, you've laid it out beautifully. Thank you very much.